Doesn't clean it, but...
Okay.
That's fine. Clean it, but I want my nose is running.
But you don't have approximately 1600, 1700?
It
had to be pretty near in 1600 because they killed Indians as fast as they could, you know, as soon as they got over.
Yeah, the Mayflower came over about six. They landed at 1608 or 16, yeah. Something like that. 1600.
Yeah. But and how long they stayed, I don't know. But they, it may have been one or two generations. They stayed up there, and then they moved to Virginia. And there, for sure, according to the history, they married Powhatan Indians and other Virginia Indian tribes. So you got Indian blood of two different kinds in Virginia. And then part of them migrated into Illinois and Indiana, and one of them, and a Jim Whiteman, this is some of the ancestry, was married in Xenia, Ohio. But we wrote, and Clara and I wrote to him, to the courthouse, and they researched and said, we can't find any place in all the history that we've got of them getting married here. But in those days, you didn't have to have a birth certificate or nothing else. You probably didn't. Even if you got a certificate of marriage, you probably didn't keep it for long.
Who are you saying he married then? An Indian?
They married, in Virginia, they married into the Indians.
Yeah, but Jim Whiteman, though, who'd he marry?
Now, I don't know. He was some of the same bunch that was beginning to migrate, see. So they went into Kentucky, and some of them then from Kentucky on into Indiana, and there's lots of Indians in there. And in Xenia, Ohio, and that he, one of them was married in Xenia, Ohio. And from there, they came down, and Big Mother said, the Whitemans, they were driving a wagon and met Quanah Parker. Now he was the chief of those Comanches. And Quanah Parker asked him where they were going. He said, well, we're heading for Texas. And he said, well, what's your name? He said, well, my name is Whiteman. He said, I know you're a Whiteman, but what's your name? So they never could make him understand that that was their name rather than their
color.
So...
And where did they meet him? In Indiana?
No,
and Oklahoma. Coming across Oklahoma. They
probably
across
Oklahoma the somewhere.
Reservation in Oklahoma that came down.
Ridgely, your grandmother, your big mother, she was telling you that they come by wagon. Was it a generation or two before her that they came down? Or did her folks come down in a wagon?
It must have been... The early ones, the first ones that is coming in there.
Yeah, but I mean, were they her, like her grandparents that came in there?
Yeah, and I'm guessing. So I don't know for sure. And the darn histories give names and some dates, and I've got this whole book on the white ones.
Do you? Now, who wrote that thing?
The genealogy guy. Would you believe there's seven or eight James R. Whitemans in the United States?
I suspect there are.
And I've been threatened to write to several of them and ask what the R meant. Uh-huh. And wondered if some of them were Ridgely. Now that Ridgely came from...
That was a family name at one time.
Yeah, that was Sir Ridgely, who came from England because... crooked politics in England, but I don't think they did any better over here as far as politics is concerned.
Talk about one other thing. Carl Austin's come back and seen me twice here lately.
I know it, and he came to me, and I don't know where them darn books...
He did come to see you?
Before I left.
Oh.
And I don't know where those books are.
What do you
are.
Think you gave them to me?
I thought I did. I thought I brought them here, but after Marie died, half the stuff I ever did, I forgot about it. And if I sleep over one night, I can't remember what I did the day before.
Yes, sir.
So I don't know where the books
are. We're just missing one. I mean, I found him 28 and 29 book, but he was 30 when he graduated, see?
Yeah.
And he's doing some research. He's been traveling all over the country, that dog of his.
I know, he went plumb down after me.
Looks to me like he'd drop by and see you.
Well, he's going to run. No, I think I sent him a Christmas card. I tried to send everybody a Christmas card that didn't have my address.
Yeah.
I'm still getting mail of them with them pink slips on there. Please notify sender of your address.